Weird.
Even watching it on TV, it sounded weird. It was silent.
Yeah,
Well, look, there were a lot of empty seats.
And you could even tell more so because they've been
They had the
doing something
towels.
recently. They've been putting towel. Every game you go to, they put a towel on your seat.
Why?
I don't know.
Like a towel giveaway.
Right.
And the towels were white, so it was really easy to see them.
Right. So when you look around the stadium, it's easy to tell the empty seats. Now, Jason, did you notice? Do you notice with the towels that who's ever on the ticket is whose signature is on the towel?
Don't forget to bring a towel.
I know.
When you're playing sports, the sweat can get in your face. That's why Tally says always keep an extra towel in your duffel bag.
Okay, we will.
All right.
You want to get high?
No, we don't want to get high.
Okay. You sure?
Yes, go away, stupid towel.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Don't Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk. Is it me, or does it feel like we're in Bizarro World this season? That's the Saints right there.
Right.
The junkyard.
Exactly.
You big dummy!
This team seems to take a step forward and then a step back. And then a step back. And then a step back. I mean, it's like you put your right foot in, you take your right foot out. You put your right foot in and you tear your plantar's fascia. You lose a bunch of games, and that's what it's all about. And what a weird game on Monday night, like we just talked about, and we're going to waste no more time and just get right into the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
It's a zero right now, but I do have a drink.
Yeah.
But currently at a zero. Weird.
What? Way to ruin Christmas, Saints. All right, Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Zero.
All right. So, wow, we're all zeros. But Jason's working on it.
It's just not as much fun when you're losing.
Yeah. Like you said last week, it was fun when they win, and not so much when they lose.
Yeah. All right, let's get into game recap then.
Situation normal, all fucked up, you know. Defense is just horrific. The worst running team in the league managed to run for 150 yards against the Saints defense.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, defense couldn't stop anything. Offense got off slowly. I think we all agree to that.
Yeah.
We had three points going into the half. Came on in the second half. Here's prime time home game. I mean, you know, that's what we killed. You know what I mean? That was our fucking bread and butter for during the glory years.
Yeah. That was our jam.
Yeah, I mean, prime time in the Superdome. You kidding? We're going to kick your fucking ass. Now, you know, we can't get out of our way. There's
no,
we
had a flat dome, a flat team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flat all around.
Look, I mean, I guess we can talk about the game. I don't know what you really want to say about the game.
Defense. I mean, you know, it's funny that before coming into this game, there were articles and blog posts about how the defense was making progress under Dennis Allen's leadership, and then enter this game, and it looked worse than anything Rob Ryan put on the field.
Right. I mean, it was gross. Matt Stafford broke the Lions' completion percentage record.
Oh, my God. He was 23 of 25?
22 of 25.
22 of 25.
And, look, Matthew Stafford throws for 20 yards, not known as being an accurate passer. and we couldn't stop shit.
No. Well, two things again. The their running backs getting to the outside and just having, you know, the total empty field right in front of them. That's just so frustrating.
Even without getting to the outside, even getting to the inside, there's always a hole for them. Like, our defensive line can't stop the run whatsoever. And yet when we run, nope. I mean, there's no holes for our backs to run.
Nothing.
And it's been the case. It was the case last night. It's been the case all year. You know, it wasn't necessarily the receivers. I mean, fuck, we held Calvin Johnson to one catch, but it's the running backs and the tight ends continue to kill us. You know, we have poor linebacker play. You know, that's one of the huge weaknesses on the team, and just our defensive line.
Poor defensive line play.
Yeah. Can't stop the run whatsoever. I mean, maybe we shouldn't have gotten rid of Hakeem Nicks.
I don't know.
I mean, look, not that he was any good with us, because our defensive line coach sucks, but...
Yeah, that's who you get rid of.
Well, among others. It's again, frustrating. I mean, we are the worst defense.
God. Well, again, and think of how scary, ugly this is going to be. Without Drew Brees, how many games we would have won this year?
Oh, God, we'd be a two-win team at best.
Right.
Without him. At best. You know, we'd be vying for that number one overall pick. So frustrating to see another Breeze season wasted by a shit defense.
Right.
So frustrating.
Well, I mean, look, they went into the strategy, win now, and if, you know, and fuck the future, we're in the future now, and we didn't win then.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's just simply, I mean, we're at the crossroads, folks, you know. And I'll get into it a little more, I guess, later, but, you know, of what do we do with Peyton and what do we do with Breeze? I mean, it might seriously be time to just blow everything up and start fresh.
I don't see how that solves anything.
I mean, I don't want to get rid of Breeze.
Breeze, you have $30 million. You don't have a team around him. He's not worth that much to you. Again, he's worth 6 wins a year to you. That's what it is. He's getting older.
Right,
you know?
But you got to find a way to fix the rest.
Well, but I'm not sure you can with all the dead money and then the money he's eating up on the cap.
Not this year, you can't.
And not next year either. Next year, you do understand that we still lead the. I think I said it on here, right?
That we still
lead the cap in dead money.
I know.
You know. So, and with his 30 and that 20, there's $50 million.
$50 million. If he's around, he's not playing for 30. Something's getting worked out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious if he's around. So you're saying he's going to change his
That's kind of the formula, right?
I mean,
right. He's going to extend to stick around. We're going to give him an extension, unless he decides he doesn't want to deal with our shitty defense anymore and move on.
Right? Can I
it's
ask
up to
you,
him?
Can I ask you what he's done in the past that would make you believe that he's open to that?
Well, if he
what
wants
action,
to win.
What actions?
No, I mean, look. No, I mean, he's been about, you know, the money, and I don't blame him. But if he wants to win and win here, then that's his only choice.
Well, what if he doesn't feel like he can win here anymore?
Well, then you look into moving him. As much as I don't want to, if he decides he doesn't want to be here, then you know, right. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
I mean, I think that $30 million with that number, I don't know who you can move him to.
Well, they would sign him to extension also, and
that number would
drop.
So you think it's a sign and trade? Or so you think we just
right? If he gets traded, he'll have an agreement and extension worked out with wherever he goes.
You're just not sure that, you know. I mean, I don't know if he's not going to take less money from us. I don't know who he takes less money.
But again, it's the question of, you know, okay, you want all this money, fine, but if it hinders even if it's here or if it's somewhere else, if that hinders the team's ability to build around you, if he really wants to win, then he'll take less money.
Right.
And if he wants to be a selfish asshole, then that's what he's going to do.
I mean, I think there are teams out there like the Texans, who I think are currently 7-7. You know, with the Drew Brees, I think that's right now, instead of 7-7, you know, I think they're...
They'd be a 12-win team.
Right. You know, so they're, you know, I mean, this might be talk for next week. I mean, let's get back into the game. Because the only other thing I think in the game that I want to talk about is the one drive where we scored 3 touchdowns.
Oh, my God, yeah.
One drive, we scored 3 touchdowns.
But we didn't score at all.
And Detroit gets an illegal timeout, and nothing happens to him.
Right.
That is amazing to me that a team can call a timeout. Now, yeah. Look, the refs shouldn't have stopped the clock.
Correct, right.
And that's a botch. But if they do stop the clock, I mean, it's like nothing. Why doesn't every
they just got
every
a timeout.
Team do that?
Right. They actually got the timeout.
Right. Right. They got to see what we were going to run.
Right. The only time you can't do it is on the kickoff to freeze the kicker. If you do it, if you don't have a timeout and you do it, and it stops a field goal, that's a penalty.
Well, the way they explained it, though, too, is the refs make a judgment call. If they feel like you did it on purpose, they'll penalize you for it. Or if they feel like it's an honest mistake, then it's just a no.
Oh, my
do over. Yeah,
ooh,
a do
bad.
Over. But you still gave them the time. That's the whole idea. They got the time. They're not supposed to get the time.
Right, like the referees have to know, you know what, there's no timeouts left. Don't stop right. The fucking, don't blow the whistle.
And you know who did it.
Oh,
the same guy who.
No! Say it again.
No, this crew has been the worst.
It wasn't a guy with it was the female ref. I'm not correct.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't even realize we had. I didn't even realize she was on.
Yeah. It was the female ref that did it.
All I know is that it's the head ref Morelli. He's had issues this year.
Well, even Jim Caldwell said after the game he's given up trying to understand the refs this year.
Yeah, NFL definitely needs to stop that. But anyway, so let's talk about the three touchdowns taken away. Three touchdowns in one drive.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest drive in all time.
21-point drive.
Right. You know, that's what we needed to get back in the game.
Obviously, the first one, I think we'll all agree, that the referees changed it and made the correct call.
Yeah, he was short.
No one has a problem with that.
Right.
No one has a problem with that.
Got you down there, though.
Right. All right. Now, the first touchdown was called back because they said the offensive lineman didn't – basically that he did not – and, Jeff, you might have
– He didn't declare himself ineligible.
He didn't report eligible.
Right.
Ineligible. Now, that was that the one on 65? Because
– Yeah, Kelemente.
There's a thing on Twitter now that with the TV broadcast of it, and – very clearly, you hear the referee announce 65 is an eligible receiver.
Was that on the play? That was on first down.
Right, correct.
On second down. But then they come back and say, well, their Peyton's like interpretation of the new rule is that he says it once, and as long as he remains in the game, he remains eligible.
Is that true?
That's what they. And then I saw somebody post the actual blurb from the NFL rule book saying, yes, but the guy still has to go to the ref and say, hey.
Well, it can't be both.
Well, I said that was Peyton's understanding.
Right. I'm just saying in general, it can't be once he's in, he's always in, but he has to declare. If he has to declare each time, then it's not he's in, he's always in.
Which is according to the rule that was posted out there, he can remain on but he still has to mention to the ref.
Right, he still has to do
it. That's like this light bulb is always on, except when I turn the switch off. Well, then it's not always on.
Just another example of the NFL rule book being just way too fucking cumbersome.
No doubt. So they took that touchdown back. Now the third touchdown. This is what, and maybe y'all saw something about it. Okay, illegal man downfield. Now. We're on the 2-yard line.
No, we're on the 1-yard line.
I wonder. I always thought the end zone doesn't have a yard marker, so how can he be too far down the field? I don't.
Know. You're right. I don't know.
I thought you have 1 yard. The end zones are just one thing.
Might be splitting hairs there. I mean, if you're in the end zone too deep in the end zone, then you're still too far away from the line of scrimmage.
Well, that's still too far of a bullshit call.
Has it ever been called before?
Probably not.
You've heard. Yeah, I mean, of course you.
Well, a normal downfield, but I mean, the 1 yard line. I mean, I can't think of offhand, but I don't know.
You know, now again, Jeff, you saw it. I don't. You know, they. You know,
I didn't see it, and I don't remember them showing a whole replay to show it.
The game itself. Now, do you want to get nitpicky? And the guy sitting in front of me mentioned it. You know, at the end, when we knew it was fourth down and we were going to go for it, we let the clock run all the way down to 3 seconds or whatnot. And the offensive penalty is a 10-second runoff. If we would have called a timeout with, 20 seconds left, even realizing, like, hey, even if we don't get it, Detroit ain't ain't going for it. I mean, they're just going to kneel it, whatever.
Les Miles calling plays?
If you leave 20 seconds left and we get the penalty, it's a 10-second runoff, but there's still time left and we can still get points.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, yeah.
I mean like, I, that's really yeah. being nitpicky. I understand.
But with our defense, I'd just as soon not, you know, leave 20 seconds because they could probably score, they could probably score two touchdowns at that time.
Yeah.
Now, two legit touchdowns.
Right. Yeah. The next thing, too, though, to talk about is Colston. The dropsies came back.
Yeah.
He dropped a few. One was a touchdown, right?
Yeah, one of them.
Oh, the one where he got a pop? You're going to really bring up Colston's name with that? Get the fuck out of here.
Not the pop one. Later in the game, he had a few drops.
He's not the reason that the Saints lost.
No, I know, but I'm pointing out. I mean, you're talking about the game. Things well, that happened in the game.
Stupid for pointing that out.
Nah.
Yeah. Leave Colston out of this, man.
Oh, that guy.
Leave Brittany alone.
Yep. He did come back and catch a touchdown. Leave Colston out of this. He's old, man. Come on.
All right. I'm just stating facts.
Well, just state the fact that our defense played like absolute ass. Just couldn't stop a thing. Even when the Saints started coming back and the crowd was getting into it, Detroit goes right back and scores like it's nothing.
I mean, yeah. In the fourth quarter, I remember the whole time we held them without a touchdown for a long enough time to where we were only 8 points back. And all we needed was that. When we got that eight, we could have got those 8 points.
We could have, but we gave up a third down catch to Golden Tate. That continued, you know, that was a big third down. And then another third down, third and one, he just did the, you know, fake to the inside, did the flip to the outside, and we had nobody there.
And God forbid, like you said, if we scored that touchdown. Right. Where, you know, we would obviously gone for a 2-point conversion sometime, you know, so it's just.
Right.
Well, that's the point. We scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. All we needed the defense to do was to not let them score once.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's everything's bad. Offense, defense, special teams.
The only thing that's good is Drew Brees.
Correct. Anyway,
Drew Brees did all that on a torn plantar fascia.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, so do you just sit him out for the rest of the year, right?
I mean, there's no reason to play him. There really isn't.
I want to see the rookie.
I know Brees is going to want to play, but you have to say, you know what? Just stop it. You're going to be 37 soon. And right, give look.
Peyton Manning's missed 5 games this year with a partially torn plantar fascia.
And they still have a season to play for, and we don't. There's no reason Brees should be playing.
Right.
And there's no reason to see Matt Flynn either. I mean, would play Matt Flynn for 2 games?
No, put the rookie in. Let's see what we
exactly.
Got.
The whole point you drafted this guy is to see what he can do. Just stick him in there.
If we don't play the rookie.
This is the best time to play. Right. When there's no pressure, just get out there.
No pressure, nothing happened. Hey, man, we're going to install the stuff. We're going to see what you have, give you some live NFL game experience.
Right,
which is more than you know a backup has had for us in a while.
This is the perfect time to play him.
Or Peyton doesn't care about next year or this kid's development because he's done.
Well,
what's another 2 wins going to do? I mean,
right.
Okay, so the other thing about the game is Brees did join the 60,000 yard club.
That's not as much fun as the Mile High Club.
All right, so he joins Brett Favre, Dan Marino, and Peyton Manning, right?
Look, I mean, Drew Brees is a legend, one of the greatest of all time. I mean, you're not going to surprise me there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not so eager to just get rid of him. Like, the man can still produce at a high level.
Oh, he's still better than 27 quarterbacks out there. 25 quarterbacks out there. I mean, besides Brady, Rodgers, the kid up in Seattle.
Oh, God, fuck him.
Yeah, but he's playing. But this son of a bitch.
Look, he is playing
look,
great.
I don't like Russell. Look, I was always the bad mouth of Russell Wilson, but fuck, he's making me eat my words. Fuck Cam Newton. He's still a. you know, but really, I mean, you know, there's all. You know, he's one of the best. Just a little nominal bitch here. I mean, I wish we'd have taken AJ McCarron out of Alabama. I just like that kid. And he won a game.
Okay, he'd have just been a backup.
Yeah, no doubt. I really think he has a chance. I mean, you know, to be something special in the NFL. I like the kid.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, I wish we'd have
random AJ McCarron.
Yeah, apparently so. Who knew? Damon had a raging boner for AJ McCarron.
Well, I really have one for his wife.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in game recap?
Going to be interesting to see we'll talk about it game preview next week, but with the empty seats Monday night, what's it going to look like Sunday? And I think there's just, because we're not good anymore, there's just a general malaise with the fans now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see, I hope people don't renew their tickets. I'd like to get a fresh injection of new season ticket holders next year.
Wait, what? You want new season ticket holders?
Well, because everybody says, we got a big waiting list of tickets. I'd like to see people not renew so we can get some fresh blood in the stands.
Yeah, Jason's an idiot.
I know it's a weird. It doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense, but.
Yeah. No. The more I've become to know Jason, the more I don't trust him.
Okay.
What goes on in that brain of his?
Well, look, there's just a malaise. Like, people are spoiled. We're not, you don't have the excitement of the first couple of years.
People who appreciate being there.
Right. The dome's dead. I want people that I go up and fucking cheer. Like, we sat in a different section.
I don't care who you put in there. When the Saints play like that and score 3 points and a half and not able to stop a team, that's what you're going to get. You understand that?
I understand bad teams.
It has nothing to do with the fans. It's a product on the field.
Well, we also pride ourselves on being one of the best fan bases, and we're just like every other one.
Well, we show up. And we showed up for fucking 43 years with nothing to show for it. Okay?
Not a lot of us.
Huh?
Right?
Not a lot of us.
Not always.
No, I mean...
Jason,
our first year of sellouts was 2000.
Jason nailed it. You're right.
No,
when times are good, we pound our chests, and we collectively as the Houdat Nation, we're the best fan base. We're the best fan base. We're the most loyal. We're the most loyal. And guess what? So does 31 other team fan bases when they're with. You don't think Carolina's fan base
maybe
right now? You don't think Carolina's fan base right now is doing the exact same thing we were doing in 2009?
Well, they're showing up now. They're doing all that. Correct. I'm
talking collective. I'm not talking individual.
Right.
I know the three of us on this show are never say dies.
Right. But no, I mean, as far as when you talk about fan bases, what I think it means, and look, I'll pick on Atlanta because I think it's very true. And even maybe Carolina, I'm not sure about. But because New Orleans is a small, big city, we are a small, big city.
A little more intimate.
Right. The Saints do mean more to us than like a Dallas. Everybody knows Dallas, Houston. If I say Houston, the first thing you think of isn't Texans.
Right. That makes
We're like kind of like Green Bay. If I say Green Bay,
fans.
First thing that comes to your mind is the Packers. And I think that's a lot with people in New Orleans. And even around the country. And you say New Orleans, I mean, you think of food, Mardi Gras, the Saints. Beads, tits.
Florida Lees.
Right. Florida Lees, So, and that way, I think we are different. I think, we are. We really, more of us as a percentage, our weekends, our weeks are better when the Saints win. we have a little bit of pep in our step.
We're in the top.
And there's statistics to show it, but now I'm not sure how they look in the last, this season.
Right. Last couple of years.
But even at the end of last year, as a percentage of households watching the games per Nielsen ratings,
we lead the country.
New Orleans leads the country. Now look, we don't get as many people watching us as, say, Dallas or New York,
but
it's the percentage of local.
But the percentage of people watching was when we were winning. I want to know if the percent.
No, won. Last year we weren't winning last year.
That was last year.
Last year. It's almost every year. I mean, we literally lead. The percentage of household watching in the local market, the Saints have the highest. And by a pretty, a decent margin.
Yeah, by a good margin.
Right.
That's because there ain't nothing else on.
And I guess a lot of this came from me just sitting in the dome last night, being like a Monday night, supposed to be special, and it was just a dead dome. And I just felt sad.
Yeah. But again, that's not the fans' fault.
Well.
That's not the fans' fault.
Not the fans' fault.
That's the product.
This was even at the beginning of the game when it was still nothing, or 7-3. Renee and I are sitting here and we're trying to yell and clap, and just everybody sitting around me isn't doing.
But that's also because you are coming.
Guy's on their phone.
You're coming from the rowdy section, and you went and sit in the nudie section.
it's like I'd much prefer sitting in my rowdy section. I really do.
Well, that's definitely your mentality. You should be up there. You shouldn't be sitting with the civilized people. I mean, I agree with that. You know. So yeah, no, I mean, yes, the energy in the dome wasn't there. Again, I didn't feel like the team was fired up.
Oh, they definitely weren't.
You know, so you wanna replace the fans. You know? And I think we're all in agreement that we need to replace some of the team the players.
And assistant coaches.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but again, it goes hand in hand. Like a rowdy crowd helps pump up the team a little bit. Not that these millionaires should need it,
right.
But you know, a fired up home crowd does help. But eh.
Right, we're the ones that's paying, you know, $250 for a ticket and $40 for a fucking roast beef sandwich. You know, y'all entertain me.
You are. I don't do that shit.
$9 a beer.
Right, paying $9 for a beer.
All right. We're going to move on to headlines, though. So, two headlines I got here. One is Breeze misses the Pro Bowl this year, and obviously he's being punished for the team around him. But as an individual, I think he's still Pro Bowl worthy.
Oh, considering what he's done with this crew of misfits, absolutely.
Jeff, I didn't see the list. Who's going for the NFC? I'm going to take it as Cam Newton.
Aaron Rodgers.
And Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
That's it.
I mean, they've had good season, and their teams are winning.
I mean, I can't. Right, and their teams are winning. Right. I mean, I can't bitch with Palmer and...
You know what tight end is not going to the Pro Bowl?
Jimmy Graham?
Yep.
He won't be back either. To the Pro Bowl, I'm talking about. He's an average glass Joe.
It is interesting that Russell Wilson has turned into all world when Jimmy Graham got injured.
Yeah, because they were trying to force the offense around him.
They're doing something, and whatever it was, it wasn't working. Eh, whatever, the Pro Bowl. But this is the first time the Saints don't have any since, I think, 2007. At least as of now. I mean, once the teams make the Super Bowl and guys start dropping out.
Right. I don't think.
Maybe Breeze gets in. Maybe Armstead maybe might get in. But, I mean, that'd be it. I mean,
anybody on our offensive line.
No. Nobody else is. Yeah. Armstead has been okay.
I'm surprised nobody on our defense made it.
Oh, really? if there was an anti-Pro Bowl, shit, we probably had the whole starting lineup.
Well, you know, you know, them flagging fucking Browner is really getting to be really. I really think they go into this game betting who's going to flag Browner at least twice. I mean, I really do. I mean, I'm.
Especially the one in the game, because this one in the game broke the record. Right. Do you think beforehand, like, all right, who's gonna break Browner's record?
Right. Right. They all got back in. They congratulated each other. They handed out a golden trophy, a golden flag.
A golden flag.
Right. You broke it. Yeah. Thank you. You know, all gave each other hand jobs.
And you kind of feel like the hit that he got called for early, it was a hard, tough hit. I mean, was it because it was a defensive receiver?
That's the only thing I could imagine, Jeff.
Because yeah, they did not call it when what's-his-face hit
right.
Colston.
No, they did.
Or no. There was a different play.
There might have been, but
I said that hit looks identical to the one they called Brown.
That hit. Well, I think it's because he launched. He didn't really lead with his helmet. He kind of led with his shoulder, but... In today's NFL, I mean, that's going to get called every time. It's our NFL. Woohoo!
But I think you're right. I think they're looking at Browner. You know, they watch film too, right? The refs.
I mean, look, Browner actually held Calvin Johnson to one catch. He didn't have a terrible game. He had one penalty. That's actually kind of good. That's good. That's a good game for him.
All right. The other headline was it's rumored that the Saints said it's okay for teams to talk to Peyton. Was that, you read anything into that, or is this just common?
I don't care until season's over and something actually happens. You're going to have so much speculation. All these national reporters are going to want to come out with their story. Like, La Canfora wrote something about, this game clearly says it's time for Peyton to move on. I'm like, shut the fuck up. just annoyed with it all. Because you're just going to hear so many stories about it. That's all we're going to hear.
Well, is it much ado about just that standard operating procedure?
I mean,
they're manufacturing a story out of it. I mean,
of course, because you know why? Because they know okay. Saints fans are going to read it, get pissed off, and click on it, and comment on it because they're mad.
Right.
It's going to generate clicks.
It will probably. He asked Mickey Loomis, you know, if team want to talk to Sean Payton and trade for Sean Payton, will you listen? And yes, we'll listen to all offers. You know.
Right. Of course.
Right. It might take your next 10 first-round draft picks, but we'll listen to all offers unless you, you know. You always listen. Trust me, Mr. Benson's a car dealership. A car dealer, you know. He will always listen to what you have to offer him. I'm not saying he's going to accept your offer, but he will listen. I don't know. I'm wondering if Sean Payton hasn't given up. You know, if he's not ready to move on. All good things must come to an end. We've had a great run. I'm sure we're speculating it's hard at first Super Bowl, you know, after Katrina. But, man, it's not working. If not this year, then definitely next.
You know what's going to be funny? If, let's say, it actually does happen and he leaves and he goes, I don't know, Miami or wherever, and he brings all his assistants over there, they're going to be in the same shit because the assistants still suck.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
we would hope he does that.
Right. We will say, please, you know.
Well, they're not staying here, that's for sure.
Right.
Please, Peyton. Yes, you can have Peyton if you take everybody else with him.
Yep.
Especially Bill Johnson.
Ugh.
Bill Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to look at him tweets.
Magnolia trees at night, sparkle and bright. Fields of cotton love, wintry white. When it's Christmas time in New Orleans.
Our first tweet comes from Zeno, who tweeted us before the game, says he's in NOLA. And last night was his first game, dreaming about this my whole life. Man, I'm fired up.
Oh, God, I'm sorry that you dreamed about that.
That is horrible. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I really feel it. Because, you know, Monday night, you're like, oh, this is perfect. The Monday night game, the Saints always dominate.
Yeah, but he didn't experience anything. Not even the, like what we said, the crowd was bad. The team was bad. Oh, it was raining. It was an incredibly ugly day here in New Orleans. I mean, you know, what we call it locally, we call it a Jeff day. Because it was so ugly.
It was probably one of the worst game experiences he could have had, and that was.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm trying to think of all the games I've been to, and you know, 25 years.
For that to be your first.
Yeah, for that to be your first. I mean, really one of the.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So he did tweet later on and during the game, or right after the game, maybe. A gimp foot, porous defense, and dropped passes. Breeze was solid. We owe this man a good team around him.
Can't argue with that.
No. Yeah. We owe him everything.
That, right? Yeah. All right, then Nier and Jason seemed to get in a big long conversation just before the show. Pretty much Nier saying this is probably one of the worst defensive displays he's seen from the Saints. Maybe not statistically, but he feels like they could never get a stop on D. It was the worst I can remember them playing, genuinely hopeless.
Yeah, I mean, we suck. We have not a lot of talent, and even the talent we do have, we don't know where to line up. We don't know shit. Other teams just make it look so easy. Stafford had like 140-something quarterback rating. So, again, we're still on pace to set the record for the highest quarterback rating allowed for a season.
No matter who
it is, especially if you get a halfway decent quarterback, he's going to torch us. It's just amazing how bad they can. It's just, I just want it to be over. It's week after week after week, it's the same shit, except for when we play Tampa Bay. Every other week is the same shit.
And the Falcons.
Well, I guess Noodle Arm.
All right, that's all the look at them tweets we got. moving quickly into Pick'ems.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it.
All right, so we all went 4-1 last week. I did, after editing and posting the episode, I realized I made the mistake of the Thursday night game, which I shouldn't have. So the Thursday night game will count for us since we made
Oh, you and your mistakes.
On air, but everybody else, Merry Christmas, you get the win. I lost Buffalo last week while you guys both won, took Washington, and then I got St. Louis on Thursday, and you guys both took Tampa. So out of the three of us, Damon's still in first, 41-32. I'm a game back, 40-33, and Jeff is another game back, 39-34.
And the extended version, every single person except for Neil went 5-0. Because we gave them that win for Thursday night.
Wow.
So the standings don't change, really. Except I got to give credit to Mr. Cizappo going 5-0. Make it, trying to mount a comeback. He's got a 24-29 record. Still at the bottom, though.
Hey, he's getting closer to 500.
So there you go.
All right, on to this week's games. Man, getting the nitty-gritty. Only 2 weeks left in the regular season. It's crazy to think that the season's almost over. But our first game,
this season has taken forever. What, are you kidding me?
Wow. First game, which is really a game, a battle for the NFC East title, the Washington Redskins, surprisingly leading the division at 7-7 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington coming off that win last week, Philly losing to Arizona Sunday night. If Washington wins this game, I believe they win the division. I mean, that is crazy to think. And now there's talk in Washington about, well, what kind of extension is Kirk Cousins going to get? Oh, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years and $60 million. I'm like, what? For Kirk fucking Cousins. You know why? Look, because when you're
a team. Is that your standard quarterback contract now, $60 million?
I mean, when you're desperate for a quarterback and this guy seems semi-competent, yeah.
No.
Yes, it is. Jeff, it is.
I know it is, but it shouldn't be.
Well, quarterback's the most important position.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to take
this game. Hold on. This game is at Philly, and Philly is favored by 3.
I'm going to take Washington.
You know what? It's crazy. I am also going to take Washington. They're playing well.
All right. I'm going to go with Washington as well.
All right. Our next game, the New England Patriots at the New York Jets. Jets coming off a Saturday night win against Dallas. And New England coming off a pretty easy win against the Titans. Titans aren't very good. Mariota got hurt. This game is in New York, and the Patriots are favored by 3 points.
Wow.
The season ended today. Both teams would be in the playoffs. Just sitting there at 9-5.
Take the Patriots plus 3? I mean, can I pass
that? No. Patriots are favored by 3.
Oh, they're favored by 3. Okay.
Yes.
Patriots.
I'm going to go with the Patriots also.
Yeah.
They're 12-2. Didn't they lose back-to-back games a couple weeks ago?
Yes, they did. They lost 2 back-to-back. I'm definitely taking the Patriots. Thank you, Jake.
All right.
Yes.
All right, our next game. Really, really good matchup. Green Bay at Arizona. The Packers. Yeah, Packers got a win last week at Oakland. Arizona got an easy win against Philly Sunday night. But Arizona did lose Tyrann Mathieu to a torn ACL. Which really sucks for them, and it sucks for Matthew. He's playing so well. So we'll see what kind of effect this has on him. This game's in Arizona, and the Cardinals are favored by 4.5.
I will take the Cardinals.
I will take the Cardinals as well.
Oof. I am also going to take the Cardinals.
Well, I'm glad to see that we have such varied opinions on this fucking podcast.
All right, our next game, the Indianapolis Colts at the Miami Dolphins. Colts coming off a loss to the Texans, while the Dolphins coming off a loss at San Diego in San Diego, possibly the Chargers' last game out there with all the relocation talk. And this game, it's down in South Beach, and it's a pick 'em. I'll go first. I'm going to go with Miami, just because I think Indianapolis is terrible. I mean, Miami's not good either. Their offense is in some kind of a funk, but...
I'll just go with the home. I mean, just going with the home team. I agree with that. Is Hasselbeck starting or no? He's not starting.
Yeah. He actually played. I thought it was going to be Waiters, but Hasselbeck came back and played this past week.
Right. You know,
I'm pretty sure he's going to play this week.
I mean, Indy just lost to the Texans, and the Texans aren't a terrible team.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
they They've turned it around. God forbid they could have a quarterback. But all right, if it's a pick 'em, I'll take the home team, right?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. that's the logical thing to do.
Come on, do it.
I can't. I'm not that stupid. Taking Miami.
This might be another 5-0 week for all of us. And now our shitty game of the week.
Have yourself a shitty little Christmas. May your day be shite. From now on, your family will squabble and fight. That's right.
The San Francisco 49ers coming off a loss to the Bengals last week at the Detroit Lions, who beat a shitty Saints team.
Well, man, I saw that. I'm taking Detroit because I saw that team play last night, and those guys are winners, man. Those guys are going. They're going to do something special in the playoffs.
What's the spread?
Detroit is favored by 9.
Oh, wait a second. Take it.
Nine. I mean, they couldn't even beat the Saints by 9. I'm taking San Francisco.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of the.
I'm going to take Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, I took Detroit in the beginning. I'll take Detroit now.
There you go. There's your pick-ems.
All right, moving into Saints preview.
Well, it's Christmas time in Tinseltown again. Well, it's been so long. Oh, St. Nick, where have you been?
It's going to be so embarrassing losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This game really is flexed over to 3:00 too. Why?
That was my question. I don't know, Jason. Do you know?
Sure, idea.
It's not a game of the week.
I mean, who wants to watch this?
It's going to be on. It's going to be on CBS because Jacksonville's the road team, so CBS will be broadcasting it.
And CBS thought it's. Thought someone wanted
actually
to watch.
This is the only CBS 3:00 game.
But when they did flex it, Saints weren't really in it, but Jacksonville's still in it for that shitty ass division. They're still alive. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Although shit, Jacksonville's 5-9, just like we are. 2 5-9 teams flexed to 3:00. 2015 NFL in a fucking nutshell. And especially if Brees doesn't play, which he shouldn't, I mean, Drew Brees really should not play this week.
No.
Or week 17. There's no reason for him to play. So if you go into this game without Brees, I mean, shit, we thought the crowd was bad Monday night.
All right.
I mean, it might, ugh. Like, I thought last night was sad. Like, Sunday will probably be the saddest crowd we have seen in a long
time. Well, look, it didn't help that the weather in a Monday night game.
No. Too much effort for all those hoity-toity people.
Jacksonville's defense, their pass defense is 25th, and their rushing defense is 12th.
Well, it works in our hands because we can't run.
Right.
I'm scared. I mean, what's Bortles has had a pretty decent season.
And he's playing against us, and we'll make him look like Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, he's playing against us. Oh, he'll definitely – 300 yards is a given.
Oh, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions because we can't catch the ball, you know.
And we can't stop anybody. And
no. And
Jacksonville, even though their season's over, they
don't forget Grayson's going to be starting probably.
They, you know, Jacksonville wants to, I hope you know, has a lot to prove. Wants to show that they're a team, you know, kind of on the rise a little bit. They got a lot of motivation to play.
That's fine. You know what? Go ahead, Jackson. Beat us, Jacksonville. Beat us and let us get a higher draft pick. Ha ha! Success.
Joke's on you.
Yeah. But one thing that. This is interesting that came up out of our loss, and this is assuming Peyton comes back, is that now the Saints are eligible for Hard Knocks next year. If Peyton's still the coach, we're eligible for Hard Knocks.
That's what this was all about.
All right, you're right, but if he leaves...
If he leaves, then we're not.
We're not.
Yeah.
Oh, new coach can't be on Hard Knocks.
Right.
I mean, look, the whole Peyton, you know, let's talk about that after we beat Atlanta. Yeah,
we got time, but...
You know, well, right, you know, but I mean... I don't know. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it'll happen a week after the last game if it happens.
I mean, it's just it'll be interesting to see. I mean, with no Brees, I hope it's Grayson. But what could we realistically?
Well, Glenn was the one warming up last night when Brees got hurt.
And that's what kind of worries me. Like, we're going to start Flynn, which means Dick.
Right.
Exactly. Which is actually would be more of a statement about Grayson and how we whiffed on that draft pick.
Well, it's too early to say that.
Well, right. If you're not going to play the guy when you have this chance, to, like Damon said at the top of the show, to give him real game experience in a setting that has no pressure. Come on, man. God, I can't believe I just said, come on, man. Fuck you, ESPN.
You did. Look, I agree. He should totally get all the snaps. And even if he's not ready, give it to him. Give it to him anyway. What else? Our season's over. Breeze ain't playing. Yeah. There's no reason to play Flynn.
Right.
But I mean, what do you if it is Grayson, and what do you expect?
I don't expect anything. I don't have an expectation because I don't know anything about him.
Do we try? I guess we're gonna try to run the ball a little more.
Yeah, maybe Hightower.
Ugh. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Poor Hightower, he was fun to watch and he's fun, but I mean, I don't think he's gone next year. I mean, he's not.
He's limited, and our offensive line is limited. I mean, not a lot.
Well, that's right. Grayson starting behind this offensive line may not be talent of great ability.
Right? No, maybe not. But again, let him just get the experience of playing an NFL fucking game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let him get sacked 8 times.
We know Matt Flynn isn't our future. Okay. Matt Flynn has no future in the NFL, except as a backup. So play Grayson. See what he does for the next two games. That would be kind of interesting. Now, I did forget that we're going to lose to fucking... I mean, this more than likely will make us lose to Atlanta.
Because
we have a fucking backup quarterback.
Although, how fun would it be if we traveled to Atlanta and beat him with a backup?
That would be great.
Except our defense can't stop shit.
Score predictions?
Shit, I'm going to go Jacksonville. Assuming Breeze doesn't play, I'm going to go Jacksonville 38, Saints 24.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go Jacksonville 35, Saints 18.
That's what this has come to. We are predicting Jacksonville, of all teams, to beat the Saints.
Yeah, I'll go 35-3, assuming Breeze doesn't play.
Tree! I like that. Jeff, I like that. I like that.
I mean, we scored 3 in the first half with Breeze.
No, you know what, Jeff? You're probably more correct.
So there you have it. I believe we're going to forego final thoughts in the interest of time this week. We were going to do a Star Wars post-credit conversation. But wait.
No.
That,
we definitely
that would be very appropriate.
That
y'all
would be funny.
Y'all can still... Yeah, that'd be very appropriate. Y'all still can, and I'll walk away by myself. You two don't consider it
fun. That would be funny.
That's very appropriate.
So we'll do that next time. In the meantime, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, loud Superdome donkeys.
Good night, Hootat Nation.